when someone joins the wisdom school of Satyoga, they first enter the trivium. And the first section of the trivium we call translation. And translation means making a paradigm shift. The shift from the illusion of having a separate ego to the realization that there is only one self, and you are that. Has everyone made that paradigm shift? Has everyone begun your studies at Satyoga? Because this is the first step. And everything depends upon the realization of the one self. So I'm going to read a bit from an old agama, a Shaiva agama, that was translated by Sri Ramana. He began translating these old shrutis from the time that he was in the Virupaksha cave. And this segment of a larger work called the Sarvajnanotaram is called the Atma Sakshatkara Prakaranam, which means basically the transmission of the vision of the self, the Atman. And it is composed of a dialogue between Shiva and his son, who is here called Guha, but more often called Subramanya or Skanda, who is the god of war, unlike Ganesha, who is the god of jouissance. But this is the true nature of what war really is at the spiritual level. It is the destruction of the separate ego, the withdrawal from separation, which is the cause of all war, into unity. And so it is literally the war that ends all war. The one jihad, the one crusade, the one struggle, Bhagavad Gita, between the good and evil, that is the differential between the self and the ego. Shiva says, Guha, I shall tell you about a different way to teach that reality that pervades partless in all, too subtle, though, to be grasped by the mind. So he begins by saying that reality is partless. It means it has no particles. It is a unified field. The ego is an illusory particle of consciousness that has the fictional sense that it is separate from the field. And so to awaken is to awaken to the fact that there are no particles, just as quantum physics has discovered particles, the quanta, the subatomic quarks, whatever, are simply agitations of the void. They do not exist as separate from the void. There is no such thing as matter. And in the same way, there is no such thing as a separate mind. There is only the one self. So give up the idea of a differential between parts and the whole. There is only the whole. But it cannot be grasped by the mind that has already separated, because that mind of separation can no longer grasp the whole by the very fact of its separation. But that separation being a fiction, a story, an illusion, kept going only by the continuing agitation of that particle of consciousness. As soon as the agitation subsides, the particle subsides into the wave and then into the field. So, he goes on, by which the knowledge of awareness is well attained, knowing which is to become Shiva himself. What has not been told to anyone by me today, from me, that wisdom here. Handed down by the lineage of gurus and beyond the ken of logicians, this is for the liberation from the bondage of the cycle of birth and death. The supreme vision shines everywhere. So if you want to be liberated from birth and death and from the suffering that comes from identification with a body, then you must give up the belief that you are a bodily being whose consciousness is created by the brain or some such scientific nonsense. When you recognize the self that is bodiless and you allow the mind to subside, there will be an instant realization of that which shines infinitely, that light that is the truth of all that is, and the realization that there are no separate beings. So he is the one pervading all things, he who has manifested as all, he who has faces in all directions, who is beyond thought, who remains himself as all that is true and yet transcends truth, is the self. He transcends all verities beyond the reach of speech and mind and name. I am that, Shivoham. This is what you should meditate upon with a perfectly undifferentiated mind on Shiva. So whatever truth can be formulated by the mind is still within the dualistic suffering from language itself that is part of the dualistic illusion. And therefore, one must realize the self without the help of language or the hindrance of language. And that means a perfectly undifferentiated and undifferentiating mind. A mind that is not trying to find differences, but that realizes the all-pervading oneness. Firmly established as the eternal self, imperishable, undifferentiated, the all-pervasive, partless knowledge that cannot be fathomed by the mind shines with nothing else to compare. Devoid of any marks, indestructible, the totally serene, the knowledge transcending all objects, beyond the pale of thought and conception or doubt, that Supreme One I am, no doubt about this. So he's saying, realize that what you are is devoid of any marks. A mark is a sign. Remember Huang Po talking about the signlessness of the Buddha mind. This is the same teaching in the Shaiva tradition. There are no marks or signs to identify with. It is the emptiness, the silence in which the infinite self can be realized again. But you must go beyond the pale of thought. You must transcend the illusion of separation. Signlessness is sinlessness. To believe in the sign, the name, the form, the mark of trauma, the mark of belief of a separation is the sin that creates separation. That Supreme One, Shiva, am I, of the nature of all the mantras and transcending all the mantras, devoid of both dissolution and creation. What is visible, what is invisible, the moving, the stationary, all of these are pervaded by me. I am the Lord of this universe, and all shine because of me. So the self is both uncreated and indestructible. But only when you have destroyed that which is destructible, meaning all the mental chatter, all the false beliefs, all the temporary illusory identifications, when you have dissolved those, then the uncreated self shines as the Lord of the universe of consciousness. Filled with a variety of forms, one different from the other, filled with galaxies of worlds, all this universe from Shiva down to the earth, all are established in me. Here he's taking even Shiva as the Ishvara, the Lord, as separate from that ultimate, because even that definition must be let go of. Whatever is seen, heard, whatever shines, whatever is conceptualized, either as inside or outside, all these are pervaded by the all-pervading one. Realize this. Though considering, and here he points out the error that the dualistic believers make. Though considering one to be a self, if he desires to attain the supreme self, as if that were one apart, whoever contemplates on Shiva thus is in delusion and will not attain Shivahood by such contemplation. Know this. So you mustn't start with the paradigm that you are a being who has been created and you're praying to some transcendent being who is beyond the ken of the universe and that you must surrender to that because you are a lower level of consciousness. No, you are the one self. And if you start with a dualistic paradigm, you can never get out of it. You will find yourself perhaps getting more purified and closer to that being, but there will always be a separation, an asymptotic curve that will always keep you within the matrix because there is an I thought that wants to reach the absolute, but it cannot do it by virtue of its own definition as a separate I. So if you think Shiva is other than me and I am other than Shiva, you must uproot this attitude of differentiation. I indeed am Shiva. Shiva is the I that has been taken to be identified with the body rather than with the absolute. This conviction that is non-dual, that is the realization of Shivoham, you must practice until that breakthrough of realization becomes again eternal. We'll leave it there. So begin with the proper understanding that there is only one self, which science has itself come to. That realization that there is only consciousness and all else is an appearance in consciousness. And everything that you perceive and everything that is thought in the mind is taking place in appearance only. But the one to whom it appears is the one self, Shiva. If you disidentify from all the mental contents and silence the mind and the I thought, Shiva will be realized as the self. and that realization brings freedom from all suffering, brings freedom from the illusion that you are a body that ages, that has pain, that has problems, that will die. All of that psychological baggage of the ego will fall away at once, and the blissful nature of the self will be realized as what you are eternally. May you translate your understanding of the real to enable you to grok this truth and never fall away from the unified field of the blissful self that you are. May you know the peace that comes of realizing that the ego narrative is completely fictional, that you were never born, have no name, form, gender, no story, no traumas, no habits, no attitudes, no beliefs to overcome. You are the uncreated awareness that witnesses all without identification, without attachment, without fear, without desire, in the purity of absolute presence, blissful love, and infinite intelligence. May you know the peace of the realization of that truth through the complete silencing of the mind and the entering into the fullness of the heart that is forever at peace with itself, with the universe, with God, with all that is, as one unified self. And may you know the supreme bliss of realizing you have never fallen from that state of the absolute oneness of the transcendent Lord of the universe. And all illusion of having fallen must now itself fall away. Namaste.